USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Children under 5 can now get vaccinated for COVID-19. The CDC has given final approval for doses for 19 million young children. The endorsement from CDC Director Rochelle Walensky was for two vaccines, one by Moderna, the other by Pfizer and its partner BioNTech. Though deaths in young children are relatively uncommon compared to adults, COVID is a leading cause of death among children and adolescents, according to the CDC. One firefighter has died after being trapped in a building that caught fire, then collapsed, in Philadelphia early Saturday morning. Four other firefighters and an inspector with the city's Licenses and Inspections Department were also trapped at the time of the collapse. Everyone was pulled out at various times. The firefighter who died was pronounced at the scene. The others were taken to the hospital. The deceased was a 27-year veteran of the department. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A state court decision has reversed a ruling made 4 years ago in regards to abortion rights.
Iowa Supreme Court ruled Friday that abortion rights are not protected by the state's constitution, a move that paves the way for lawmakers to ban future abortions in the Hawkeye state. The court reported, quote, all we hold today is that the Iowa Constitution is not the source of a fundamental right to an abortion, necessitating a strict scrutiny standard of review for regulations affecting that right, end quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryor.
The jury in a civil trial against actor and comedian Bill Cosby will have to start all over again on Monday. That's due to several unusual circumstances, including a juror being allowed to leave, then the courthouse being cleared at 4:30 because there's no overtime for sheriff's deputies. An alternate will be seated when the panel starts over again. The case centers around an accusation that Cosby sexually assaulted Judy Huth at the Playboy Mansion in 1975 when she was 16 years old. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The tax man upgraded in hopes of helping you better and sooner.
The Internal Revenue Service unveiled a new artificial intelligence system it says will cut wait time to resolve simple tasks and improve customer service. The new phone system can understand complete and natural ways of speaking. The previous unauthenticated phone bot could only answer basic questions and allow callers to set up one-time payments.
I'll just give you one statistic. Last year, the IRS received over 200 million calls and only had 15,000 people to answer those calls. That's about 16,000 calls per person.
That was the Treasury Department Deputy Secretary. This new process could save 17 to 20 minutes. For USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
It was bad on Wall Street this week. The Dow finished the week almost 5% lower. Same story for the NASDAQ. The S&P 500, meanwhile, lost nearly 6%. Not since the crash in the early days of the pandemic has Wall Street took this bad of a hit. The price of Bitcoin fell below $20,000 for the first time since November 2020. It dropped by as much as 9% on Saturday to less than $19,000. Bitcoin has now lost more than 70% of its value since reaching its all-time peak of $69,000. Listen to us anywhere at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.